Officer down! Officer down! Bobby screamed. Assistance needed now, now, now! Then he was fighting his way through the tree branches, trying to drop 30 feet to the ground, his rifle tangling him up, while the dog went after the back of Dee Dee's neck, making a terrible, wet, growling sound. Bobby cleared the branches, jumping the remaining 15 feet, rolling through the pain that rocketed up his ankles. Rifle was useless. Force of the slug would pass through the dog into Dee Dee. Instead, he reached behind his back for his Glock as he tore through the woods. Dee Dee was still moving. He could see her arms and legs flailing as she fought to get the massive weight off her, punched feebly behind her at the dog's head. The dog was fighting with her Kevlar vest, trying to chew and claw through it, trying to sink its teeth into soft white flesh. Bobby ran. The Rottweiler never looked up. As Bobby placed the muzzle of his gun against the animal's ear, as Bobby pulled the trigger, as the massive animal dropped, and finally, there was silence in the woods. It took them 10 minutes to pry the animal's jaws from Dee Dee's left shoulder. They rolled her onto her side while they worked, Bobby talking to her constantly. She had a death grip on his hand, wouldn't let go, which was okay because he wouldn't let her. Blood. A little bit on her cheek, her neck. Not as bad as they feared. Her vest had protected her from the dog's claws upon her back. When she'd pitched forward, the Kevlar had ridden up, protecting her neck from its fangs. She'd lost a chunk of skin along her jaw, a few clumps of hair on the back of her head. Given the possibilities, she wasn't complaining. The officers finally wrestled the Rottweiler's body free and it fell limply to the ground beside her. Dee Dee braced herself against Bobby and he pulled her upright. Where did the dogs come from? She wanted to know. An EMT had arrived, was trying to take her blood pressure. The raincoat was too thick. She shrugged it off, wincing at the movement. Woods, Sinkus reported breathlessly, having just caught up with them. No sign of a human intruder yet, but we found 4 wire cages about 200 yards back, covered in bushes and set up with timers. Hour hit 3:33, electronic current shut off, and the doors swung open, releasing the dogs. Bobby glanced up. And all 4 dogs ran to the exact same target? Each cage contains, unmentionables, Sinkus said. Unmentionables? Dee Dee demanded. She touched her jaw gingerly, felt out the bloody tear. Yeah, underwear, 1 pair in each cage. I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm betting the thongs are yours. What? Dee Dee turned sharply. The EMT ordered her to stay still. She nailed him with such a glance he fell back. It was good to know that Dee Dee was feeling better, even if it did mean her fingers were now crushing Bobby's hand. Have you noticed anything disturbed at home? Sinkus asked. Like someone rifling through your drawers, or more probably going through your dirty laundry? The system works best if the item bears your scent. I haven't been home enough in the past 4 days to check my drawers. Or, she snarled, then sighed, do any of my laundry. Well, there you go. Guy helped himself to a few scent markers. Any well-trained attack dog would take it from there.